Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at ianmasters.com. And joining us now from the floor of the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia is Lauren Windsor, who is the executive producer of The Undercurrent, a grassroots political news program, and the creative director of American Family Voices, a progressive nonprofit focusing on banking and campaign finance reform. She blogs under the name Lady Libertine. Welcome to Background Briefing, Lauren Windsor.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Well, Lauren, I know you. There's a lot of noise around you, and it's very boisterous, but the impression I've gotten so far, I've been busy preparing a program, but I've been able to check in on some news reports, and it looks as though the Bernie Sanders supporters, both in and outside of the convention, are casting doubt on party unity. Apparently, they booed the substitute for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, an African-American woman who is the, I believe, the mayor of Baltimore. So is this going to be a train wreck? Is this going to, after the disgraceful, hateful, hideous Republican convention, are the Democrats going to look disunited and unnecessarily divisive, fighting over God knows what at a time that when America faces the possibility of having a kind of neo-fascist for presidency?
Well, you know, I think, Ian, the problem is, you know, with WikiLeaks doing the dump right before the DNC, they've succeeded really in creating this atmosphere of divisiveness. You know, when we came in to the convention, the protesters outside had succeeded in getting the last subway stop shut down. So there are about 500 protesters from the numbers that I've heard from friends that were in the protest. But you were still allowed to come in on the trains if you had credentials, but it was, you know, widely told to conference attendees that you wouldn't be able to go all the way down on the subway. And then also they shut down, I guess, some streets around the convention center. So, there are protesters, and, you know, when we walked in, they were shouting, hell no, DNC, we won't vote for Hillary.
That's going on inside the hall?
No, that's going on just outside the subway station. It's the last stop, the AT&T station outside of the arena.
Mm-hmm.
So it's before you go through security. There's fences. The fences are pretty far back from the arena itself.
But what are the American people seeing, Lauren, on television? Do you know what kind of coverage? This is what the important part is. It's not so much, what's going on as how it's being portrayed. And the impression I've gotten from news stories and brief excerpts when I've had a moment to watch cable news is that the Democrats are fighting amongst themselves, and the Bernie people may even boo Hillary Clinton when she makes her acceptance speech on Thursday.
Well, you know, I think that the mood in the party prior to the WikiLeaks dump was, you know, one of sort of not so much of unity, but of people coming around to the idea. And I think that just people got really inflamed once the information came out. And so a lot of people around here are pretty jubilant that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is now ousted from the DNC. She doesn't have a lot of fans amongst the people that I've talked to.
But why did they boo the Baltimore mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, who stepped in her place and out-shouted her down? That doesn't make any sense, does it?
I mean, I don't think it makes any sense, but I think what you see is, Bernie supporters feeling that the party really doesn't care about their vote. A lot of, like, from the Bernie supporters that I've talked to, it wasn't only the WikiLeaks dump, but it was also Hillary's vice presidential pick, that she picked Tim Kaine and not someone that maybe like an Elizabeth Warren or...
Sure. Sherrod Brown,
like,
yeah.
Tom Perez. A lot of people were big fans of Tom Perez and Sherrod Brown, and it just amounted to people feeling like Hillary thought she didn't have to do anything to earn their vote.
Right. Again, I'm speaking with Lauren Windsor, who's on the floor of the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia. She's the executive producer of The Undercurrent, a grassroots political news program, and creative director of American Family Voices, a progressive nonprofit focusing on banking and campaign finance reform. And she blogs under the name of Lady Libertine. But I understand that, that Norman Solomon is organizing, at least 1,000 of the delegates to protest. But what is Bernie Sanders going to be able to say tonight, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and First Lady Michelle Obama? Are they going to be able to quiet this down, or do you think this thing is going to go on through the convention?
I definitely think it's going to go on through the convention, and from what I've read, there's more emails to be released. So as long as it keeps being leaked out, and there's not, I think, more high profile overtures to Bernie Sanders supporters being made, I think you're going to continue to see disunity.
But can Bernie Sanders himself convince his own supporters not to give the American people this very negative image of a disunited Democratic Party that's fighting amongst itself over issues that I'm sure the average viewer would be mystified as to, what's the point here?
Well, I think, Bernie can say something to a certain extent to quell a large portion of his supporters. But there will still be the very, and I don't want to use the word extreme, but the very passionate Bernie supporters that really feel jilted by the whole process. I mean, I've had numerous conversations with people that they felt this way as the primaries were going on. The WikiLeaks dump confirmed it. They just feel like the DNC never gave them a fair shake, and that at the end of the day, now that Hillary has won the primary, is on the verge of accepting the nomination, she doesn't care about reaching out to the progressive vote. So these tensions are going to remain, I think, until maybe the debate. I don't see it being quelled this week. It's still too fresh.
Well, Trump's, believe it or not, got a bump from his convention, and it doesn't sound like Hillary's. And he, by the way, he's ahead of Hillary in the polls now. It doesn't sound like
she... Yeah, I saw that. There's a CNN poll out that put them neck and neck at 40.
Right. But if she's not going to get a bump, it's going to be considered a train wreck, then Trump, this is all... I mean, what I find extraordinary is you've mentioned several times the WikiLeaks data dump. Well, if you could, call that the Putin WikiLeaks data dump, you'd be more accurate, I think. And I don't understand. Does any of the Bernie people have any idea of how they're being played by Putin?
Not from the conversations that I've had. I've seen some of the articles online talking about the Putin connection, but I'm not sure if that has yet filtered down to the average Bernie supporter.
Well, it sounds like Bernie Sanders has got to have he's got to pull off some magic here, because I think Bernie Sanders, and I've known him for a long time, I think he knows that he lost the election fair and square, and I'm not sure.
He does too. I just think it's problematic for activists or anyone that was activated by Bernie Sanders that doesn't really understand the binary nature of the political process. So, and here too, this is the argument that I face from like DC people with the binary nature of the process, and then Bernie supporters is, a vote for, not voting for Hillary means that Trump is elected. Well, a lot of Bernie supporters don't care if Trump is elected because they think their desire to see retribution for the Democratic Party is greater than succumbing, it's more like short-term gratification, right?
Right.
In the short term, it's seeing the DNC suffer. They're not thinking in the long term what negative impact Donald Trump's presidency is going to have on their lives.
Right. Well, we saw this bad movie before, though, in Florida in 2000, where progressive voted for Ralph Nader and helped elect Bush. And even though Gore was a bit of a putz, there's no question that the Bush-Cheney era was a catastrophe for America and for progressive values in America. They were set back for decades. The economy was all but destroyed. And America was dragged into these hideous wars that have caused so much death and mayhem and destruction around the world, and they continue to this day. So, you know, I just don't understand this impulse. I mean, you know, I guess it's just people aren't pragmatic about voting. I mean, I don't, you know, it doesn't seem to me when you cast your vote, you lose your virginity.
So, you know, people are tired of, like, the lesser of two evils argument.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, I think a lot of people think that, you know, this is going to be the end of the two-party system, that this is going to usher in, you know, a third party, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party. Maybe we'll see Jill Stein gain greater prominence. Is that likely to happen? No. But this is something that people are holding out hope for. So when they say never Hillary, you know, it may seem like very stupid and very ignorant, very naive, but people are just desperate to believe that they can bring about change in a broken system.
Right. Well, but, you know,
that doesn't make it right.
No, I understand. And your critique of the binary system is something I critique all the time. It is unfortunate, but it just happens to be a fact that if it's never Hillary, then it's going to be forever Trump. And God help us.
Yes. God help us indeed.
So, any last word from today? I mean, it sounds pretty pessimistic so far. You haven't obviously. We haven't heard from Bernie. We haven't heard from Elizabeth Warren, and we haven't heard from Michelle Obama yet. So maybe we shouldn't be this pessimistic. But
It is lefty night. You know, they have all of the progressive champions stacked on Monday. So maybe they're trying to, you know, send a message on the first night out of the gate of, you know, party unity. Senator Merkley, the only senator to endorse Senator Sanders, is speaking now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I do think as the week goes on, provided that there's, you know, not additional WikiLeaks dumps, things can get better if, you know, there's some... I think that Hillary needs to give a really bold speech. I think that Bernie Sanders needs to give a really strong speech, you know, calling for unity and saying, you know, this is a fair process. I lost fair and square. You know, just stressing the importance of, you know, voting for Hillary Clinton so that we don't have a President Trump.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us, Lauren Winter. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ian.